All right, we're recording. Great. Looks like everything's working. Everybody, welcome back to the QS Cast. My apologies. We had a little bit of a delay here, some tech issues and some issues with me getting online, but we are here. We have Gabe from ABU Games, CEO of ABU Games. As I had mentioned before, Gabe's going to join us to talk about, well, I think the most important thing that's happened with ABU probably in several years, Gabe, if not longer, your new website, which is pretty epic. So yeah, welcome, Gabe. Thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me.
where to start? First of all, congratulations, because man, is from where the website was to what it is now. I mean, it doesn't even seem like this. It's like you guys are almost a totally new company, but you're not. It's like the same people with this entire new entity, which is just, it's epic, man. So congrats. I know that was a lot of work, and you guys have been doing, you know, putting a lot of sweat and hard work, and just, it's been a passion, I know, of yours. Last time you came on, you were telling us about how you were really stoked about it. So congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We're still trying to handle all the changes and figure it all out, but it's been pretty amazing this last month and a half or so since it's been live. It's been just a roller coaster ride, honestly.
Well, you know, they say the best things come in time. So, you know, I remember we had chatted, and I know you guys were targeting a launch date that was, I think, sometime last year, but you held off because you wanted to make sure that it was, you know, basically, you know, just perfect and exactly the vision that you had. And man, I mean, I got to say, it's amazing. I've got it up now. And for those listeners or anybody that's tuned in now, you should definitely pull up the site, because we're basically going to walk through it. You know, when we spoke last time, we said, well, when it's up, Gabe, you got to come on and you got to tell us about this thing and what's you, because you guys have put there. I mean, there's so many different functions here, and there's so much more that the site can do than it did before. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So I guess I just want to start with, we'll start with the first question being, what prompted this specific, you know, what was the vision that caused this, or that made you kind of come up with this design? And then from there, you can kind of start walking us through, I mean, just there's a million features, but you can walk us through most of the features, if that sounds good.
Sure. Yeah, well, first let me start with just a story about how, you know, when we were talking, I wanted to make it perfect, and I had that in my head for the longest time. And then, but it was just taking forever to get this thing done, and it just felt like it was never going to happen. Eventually, I just decided we just got to make a date, and we just got to go with it. And if not everything's in place, we're just gonna make sure it's at least functional, and then make it happen. And it was the weirdest thing. As soon as we decided to do that, and that date started coming, the amount of work that got done in like a week or 2 weeks, I swear it was like months and months of work condensed down into just such a short amount of time. It was really strange. And when we did go live with it, there was all sorts of bugs and different things, and people had all sorts of issues, but it was like, this thing has to work now. There's no excuses. And yeah. Then again, everyone was just working, you know, 100-hour weeks just to, you know, fix everything as quickly as possible. And yeah, the amount of stuff and the functionality of it now from when we just went live is incredible. For the most part, we've got all the big bugs squashed, and it was so nerve-wracking when you've got something. It's really strange, because I had something in place that I wasn't happy with the way it was working, obviously, but it did work. People could place orders and stuff.
Something like this that is so close to you, because I'm thinking back on that first conversation we had, which was a while ago. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm really glad you came back on, but it's been a while since we chatted. And I mean, you were really passionate about it. And I mean, the vision you had, you were like, guys, this is going to be, you know, this thing's going to be a monster. And it is. I mean, you really, personally, I know that there's some bugs, and I totally get it. You know, it's like video game companies, you know, it's like, these guys will for years and years and years, and then they'll finally put something out. And yeah, there might be some issues with it, but you know, they have that crunch period where it's just like, we got to get this out. You know, we got to hit a deadline. But I mean, you knocked it out of the park, man. I mean, it really, I'm thinking back to everything that you had told us you wanted. I'm pretty much seeing in some form or fashion here. I mean, I don't know if it matches exactly what you were envisioning at the time, but it seems to be present. I mean, it seems to be everything that you said you wanted to have on here is it appears to be here.
Well, it hits the, there's a, the, well, it's kind of interesting, because Yeah, so it hits all the main things I wanted it to do. One of the, you know, for the most part, the speed issue was a huge problem with the old site. And then being able to find anything was, there was only a few options. You basically could click on the complete set, or I mean, that's the particular set you're looking for, then scroll through everything, or like a single card names search, and any other like searching was so hazard. It didn't always work. It was just random if it you get what you're looking for. But so in those regards, yes, it definitely hits the main things that I was trying to overcome. Plus the old site, it couldn't handle any more data really. Adding a new set was really risky. It was unstable basically. I didn't want to add any more pictures. I didn't want to do anything because I was just afraid it was just going to fall apart. So now the new site has no issues in that regard. I can add all the images and everything we want. So we're not so
it's
even
fully
close.
Scalable. Fully scalable.
Exactly.
And
exactly. It was built to know that, you know, I mean, literally we have, I don't know, something like, somewhere between 500 and a million different items for sale on the site.
Amazing.
The
images thing was, I mean, everything you're talking about now is just, it's all like pretty flawless. I mean, I just pulled up randomly. I just pulled up a Tarmogoyf just to, as an example. And it's like, I'm seeing literally an image for every single product you have, including the graded ones, including this, these promos or whatever. I mean, there's literally even the foreign cards. I mean, yeah, you've got a massive amount of data in here, it seems. So it looks like scale is definitely not a problem.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know how the wizard did it, my web programmer. It is so much faster than I could have ever guessed that you could possibly have. Somehow it loads up the entire database and is searchable and will display any amount of cards. Literally, you can have every single item, page, 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 page. It doesn't display them all at once, obviously, but it loads them all up and shows you the results in like 2 seconds. I don't know how it's possible.
So I'm going to, the very next question I'm going to ask before we jump into kind of a walkthrough and you can show us all the bells and whistles, because this is the most relevant thing to our listeners and our audience, is obviously your buy list. And, you know, you guys have been best in show for a long time with the 50% bonus, and everyone was, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Is that still intact in the site now? You guys still have the exact same program for the buy list credit and that whole system, or has that been modified in some way with this new launch?
Actually, I think it's much better than it used to be, actually. So there isn't the straight 50% bonus that it used to be, but almost always it's going to be at least 50% better. And a lot of times it's going to be even more than 50%, especially when we have a lot of the card in stock and we don't want to give out any cash for the thing. Now the system can still give a really good trade credit value, no matter how many we have in. So I think for sure, people have been trading in like crazy since we put in the new site. I mean, we've always had a lot of trades. Our buy list, we've heard this, you know, that people love our buy list, and that's something we focused a ton on, but it's been going insane since the new site.
Well, I admittedly, I jumped in and started using you guys again because I was like, oh man, this is epic. And I've already sent multiple buy lists, and I have more coming in actually. So yeah, I'm definitely on that. I'm on the Team ABU buy list. So and that's interesting to hear that you're actually offering more than 50% on some product. I haven't dug enough into a segment of cards to find that, but that's awesome. I mean, if you guys are offering more than 50%, that's crazy, man. That's great.
Well, it's not based off a fixed percentage anymore. We basically have a cash price that we're offering, and we have a trade price we're offering, and those numbers are not based off a percentage all the time. We have two different sets in our database, how much percentage we want to give from our sales price in cash, or how much percentage we want to give in trade. And so we can tweak those numbers. So when we have a ton of the card in stock, we don't want to give a lot of cash for it, we can lower the cash amount that we're going to give, but still give a good trade amount. So, because it gives a real flexibility to the way that we're offering. And also because of that, now we have an ability to give, we have actually three offers. We have cash price, and then we have a what we call store-wide credit price, and that's 15% more than the cash price. So that is fixed. But that credit you could use on, you know, anything, boxes, booster boxes, board games, gaming supplies, anything. There's no restrictions on that. And then we have the singles trade price, which is another, which is a fixed number, and that can be used just for singles. But we give a really good price, generally speaking, for the on that trade singles trade price always.
So let's just do this. Let's go ahead and do a little walkthrough, starting with the buy list, since that's what we're talking about. So I'm just going to go and you know, listeners, obviously I'm going to be talking about this while I'm actively doing it on the site. So you should pull up the ABU Games website while we do this, so you can kind of follow these steps. So I'm at the abugames.com website, and it's beautiful, first of all. So then it looks like there's a search bar at the top. And it looks like I click on the drop-down menu to go down to buy list. Is that's correct?
You can do it that way, or if you just click on the big buy list button at the top of the page. See, the thing, I'm not used to this, too. The site is, what's the word? It's made for...
Dynamic.
Yes, dynamic, right. So depending on the size of your browser, you see different things. It tries to be, you know, work good no matter how big your browser is. So you see different things. It's kind of strange. I'm used to just saying, you know, look here and it's always right there, but you might not even see that buy list button. So yeah, I guess that's the safest way. If you do that drop down and put on buy list, you're for sure going to be searching the buy list.
All right. So I pulled up and then I clicked on, I typed in Tarmogoyf, pulled up Tarmogoyf, and here we are at your buy list menu. So can you kind of walk us through this just to kind of explain to the listeners what they're looking at?
Sure. So, yeah, so if you search Tarmogoyf, it's going to bring up, if you use that bar, you see it on the top there, it has the English in there. Are you seeing that?
Yep.
That's the default. We figure most people are just going to be selling English cards. So it's just set on. So all you're seeing is the results of nothing but the English cards. If you had foreign ones of a card, you could change it to all languages and it would give you results for every single language. But we're assuming most people just want English. So it just defaults to that. So if you put it in Tarmogoyf, you're going to see the card, the regular and the foil from all the different sets that's in there. And then this is a big change from our old site. We used to only have the ability to sell near mid-to-mid or played. And now with the new site, we've spread that across four conditions, near mid-to-mid, slightly played, played, and heavily played, which was kind of our previous was our poor before, but we kind of decided to drop poor altogether and just do heavy played. Minus the really messed up poor cards, basically.
So that's a massive change, because I remember, you know, like you said, it was there. You guys have always been pretty fair on grading for the most part, you know, and if you send stuff in, especially on the newer stuff, you know, it's like, well, you know, you guys have a degree of flexibility. I always thought you were very fair. There was always that, okay, well, what's the middle ground here? So this is really interesting that you've introduced that. Now, can you kind of describe what your new grading standards are compared to what they were before?
Sure. So, you know, near mint to mint, it should be kind of like just out of the pack. It might have just one or two minor imperfections on it, one or two minor, dings, just like really minor. I think near mint to mint is probably the easiest thing for most people to determine that card's a near mint to mint. And then, the slightly played, basically it has a bit of wear from shuffling. There's going to be some amount of scratching in the middle, and then for slightly played, it's basically has some edge wear but doesn't have much of anything in the middle of the card.
Got it.
So but there, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, this is all not scientific, right? It's always like, okay,
yeah,
we got to make an assessment. We got to choose, okay, is this card going to be what or what? And there's no scientific, there's like it's someone's opinion no matter what, and you're just trying to be fair. If you're buying this card and I said this card was slightly played, are you going to feel, yeah, okay, I understand there's one scratch in the middle of this card, there's no edge wear on it, but it has one scratch in the middle, okay, it has one defect that's going to cause it not to be near mid, but played is not fair either, so we call that slightly played. And I think we do a pretty good job of making that determination when a card is in between. So yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, so looking here, so it looks like I see the cash price listed and then trade. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that is what I'm seeing here is the singles only trade price, or is this what's trade price am I seeing when I'm looking?
Yeah, so that's the singles trade price. So the $63.80 is what I'm seeing on the future site Tarmogoyf, that's cash. And then the trade price is a singles trade. So if you wanted a trade that you wanted to buy a booster box with, you would get 15% more than the $63.80.
So what's the process? So what's the process of seeing those options? Do I need to put this into a cart and then go to checkout before I see that 15% option? Or is there a way to toggle that here on the page?
On the page, you're not going to be able to see that 15% more. So once you add the items to the cart, you can, I think it's at checkout, you choose which type of what you want, whether cash, store-wide credit, or singles trade credit, and then it tells you your totals.
Okay, got it. So I'm just going to go ahead and add, let's just add two copies. And this is really cool, Gabe. I'm seeing that when I add copies, it's automatically deducting the number of copies that are remaining to be bought, right? That you're still buying. So let's say, so it looks like you guys are buying 8 copies. And as soon as I put in 2 in the cart, your system is automatically saying, okay, now we're only buying 6.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool, but we're actually going to be changing that.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it's interesting how all these things work and how do you anticipate what people think is gonna, what something's gonna look like? Because it sounds cool. It goes down to 6 when you put 2 in the cart. But say you added 6 to your cart, okay, and now you've got 6 in your cart, and you're doing other things, and you're like, oh wait, you know, I have some more Tarmogoyf I want to sell, and you go back to Tarmogoyf, and it says 2 there now, because 6 are in the cart, and you're thinking to yourself, wait a second, I've got this guy, they're only buying 2, but I wanted to sell them 6. Wasn't I able to sell them 6 before? And so there's some confusion when you go back. Now, are they only going to take 2 of these? We realize that that's
kind of confusing. I see. Okay.
So it could be thought of as cool. Oh, it's telling you how many left they'll buy, but it can also be confusing depending on your state of mind. So what we're going to do is we're going to switch it to a way that basically it'll always say 8 there. And then when you'll choose how many you want to sell, or type in how many you want to sell, and then it'll say how many you're selling right there in the box, but it'll still say that we're taking up to 8. That's the
guy.
I've already got like a million ideas to change the site, and we just went live.
Man, your passion for the site is more than evident. I love it. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. So basically what's going to happen is in like 6 months to a year, there's going to just be a whole new ABU Games website.
That's what I've realized. I wanted it to be perfect right out of the gate, but that was unrealistic. And then I realized that, you know, like you said about the video games, people come out with they come out with games now, and sometimes they're glitchy as all get out, and it's just like the norm at this point. And people just give everybody just gives them a pass because that's just what happens. And no one expects it to be perfect. And realistically, there's no way to test anything out on a grand scale until you have it go live and have people trying to use it, and they give you feedback and things you would have never thought of in a million years until people are just are using the thing.
Yep.
So I'm in such a unique situation than ever before, because this is the fourth or fifth, I don't know how many generations of ABU have come out, but every other time I've always kind of subbed out the building of the website to some company or some guy, and it's just kind of this temporary arrangement. And so I'm like so careful that I'm actually getting what I'm paying for. I don't want to check it off and say, you know, I'm okay with it, and then want to make all these changes. And it's like there's one chance to get what I'm going to get. But this, and that, so it's hard for me to get out of that mindset. But now I have a web programmer full on staff, and he's not going anywhere. We're just going to keep making this thing better and better and better, you know, forever, hopefully.
Well, I mean, I can confidently say that this is one of the more intuitive, and it is definitely like one of the best in class. I mean, you know, when we think of all the big box and A-list, or what we should say the large merchants, I mean, this is pretty amazing, man. You guys have done a great job. Let's get back to this cart real quick, as I want to see what happens if I try and submit these buy lists. So I'm also noticing real quick, I'm noticing here on the left, you have this like crazy, I mean, it looks like a really, really in-depth filtration. Like you can search editions, card style, rarity, language, like there's a whole set of options here. And I guess if I just drop down, I mean, it's got like foil and normals. Like can you walk through that real quick, this filter system?
Yeah, so I mean, that was one of the big reasons why the site took so long, is because we wanted to make things filterable so you could find what you want. And that meant doing a ton of tagging and making sure everything was put in as best as possible. And this is nothing. This buy list filtering is nothing compared to the purchasing side. We'll go over that But yeah, so you can, I mean, this is very simple. Realistically, we got like six different things, ways you can filter down for the buy list. Basically,
like, for example, if I just wanted, let's say I just wanted to see the future site, I would just click future site and hit apply filter, and boom, it just filters out the future site editions.
Exactly. And the same thing with rarity or whatever. I mean, this is no like breakthrough in technology. You go to Amazon or Newegg or any site now. I mean, it's the same type of thing, but
this is much different than it was before.
Well, yeah.
So it feels kind of breakthrough for AAB because it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can filter through everything.
It is a breakthrough for everybody too, because we've got everything tagged like way more in detail than I think anybody does out there. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So we got these filters. So let's go ahead. So I've got this chosen. Now it says search up here. What is this little search on right under buy list singles? It says like Tarmogoyf, and this is Magic Edition Future Site. So I can also control, like, if I just want to remove something, I can just like click off Future Site, and then all of a sudden it pulls up all the other editions again. So there's just another area of, or another means of filtering right at the top.
Yeah. You do your searching and then your filtering, and it puts the breadcrumbs at the top. And then, you can X them out. Or if you go to the card name thing and type in a new card name, it just blows it all away and starts over. Or you can add to the search or remove from it.
Now it says here on sort, and again we're on the buy list side. It says name or collector number. What is collector number?
The number on the bottom of every card.
Okay.
So most cards. Wow. It's not consistent. Wizards is not consistent, but generally speaking, it's been white cards started the set. So the very first like alphabetical card that's white would be number one, and then it would go through all the white cards, and then you get to, I can't remember if it's green or whatever, and then that's like maybe card number 60, and then so on and so forth. So a lot of people, they'll put their cards in their binders by collector's number. So if someone has their cards in that order, then they can choose to sort it by collector's numbers. You know, it's really much more effective when you're looking at one particular set, not like one card.
Cool. So it basically sorts it by the, like, if I'm looking at a full set, it'll sort it by the number that is in the set.
Yeah, that's the idea. We've had some, that one, I'm not sure if that's working perfectly. We had some issues with it, but I think we got that fixed, but I wouldn't say it's 100% working. The problem is computers like to look at the number, they like to put number one, then 10, then 100 before card number two.
Right.
It's not working.
Well, we're finding bugs even through this.
I'm not too proud of that one yet, but that's the plan. Let's just say that's gonna do that. I promise.
Work in progress. Yeah. All right, so we'll go up here. So when I scroll up to the basket, so this is cool too. It as soon as I hover over the basket, it automatically just pops the basket up, and I can actually manipulate my basket right here without having to necessarily go inside the basket yet. Like if I want to, looks like there's a little trash symbol on the left. If I want to get rid of the Tarmogoyfs right here in this page that I'm at, I can do that. I can remove everything from the cart. There's a remove all, or I can just go to view the cart, and it looks like it's giving me the total before even going into the cart. So that's really convenient too.
Yeah.
All right. So then let's go into the cart. So I just go to view my cart. All right. So here we are. This looks like a checkout page here. So you can kind of walk us through this. It also says, I see here too, it says that your cart will expire after 60 minutes of inactivity. Can you kind of speak to that and kind of how this checkout page works?
Yeah, so that's really important. our pricing and everything is all based off of our inventory. So we wanted to make it so when someone adds something to their buy list cart, that they can be secure that they're going to get that price. So even if our price that we want to offer changes, because say the guy comes after you and sells a bunch of that same card, and then we don't want to give as much, that's not fair to you. If you've been working on your buy list for 4 hours, that price that you have in your cart is not going to change. But because of that, we want to make sure that you're not just putting cards in your cart waiting for days to see if the card goes up and down in value, and try to work the system basically. So we have to have it expire if you're not doing anything for 60 minutes. So it's fair, you're gonna get the price, but if you don't actually check out or what have you, Then everything goes back, and then the prices will be updated that we're going to offer.
God, so be careful if you're doing like 3 a.m. buy lists and you fall asleep or something, and then you wake up and cart might not be what it was before. Yeah. Cool. So as long as you're active on the site, and you're checking, exploring, doing stuff, manipulating a car, working on your buy list, nothing will happen. Those prices are going to be fixed.
Right. We're working on, one of the things we want to add is an ability to save the cart for working on later. Of course, that if you do that, your prices wouldn't be guaranteed. So you'd come back, you'd load them back in at the new rates. And we want it to say like these ones are changed versus what you used to have. But some people are really wanting that. We have had some people that are disappointed that they lost their cart, after working on it for some time. And then because the old site, it would just last forever, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you said, it's kind of a stopgap to kind of deter any kind of attempts at manipulation. Not that anybody here at QS does that, or we don't condone that kind of activity, but I totally get it. It makes perfect sense. And I think that's pretty much industry standard. I think, I know other companies that I have used before, if it sits around for a few hours, the prices might adjust.
That's just kind of the nature of the market. 60 minutes is pretty fair.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the cart here, and here I can see, like, obviously, again, the remove all function, or you can simply, if you can hit the little trash icon, which is going to kill it, or I can adjust the quantity here. So this kind of speaks to what you were talking before, right? If I go, I want to up the quantity back up to like 8 or whatever, I can just pop it up right here in the cart. And then the cash payment is listed, the store-wide credit, and then the singles credit. So here's where we see the store-wide credit. So it looks like the 15%, the 73.37, or 146.74 for the total. That's cool. So it gives you the individual card price and then the total price for the amount that the copies you're sending in. And then here are cart totals again. So we go to proceed to checkout. Shipping details, pretty self-explanatory. And I see here on the right, this is where you select what you want to do here, and there's the store-wide credit for 15% or check or PayPal. Now for PayPal, I'm assuming, is there like a merchant fee that you guys do? I don't know if that was the same as before, if there's been any changes there with PayPal.
It just depends on the customer's account. Some people, if they're small, if they're not doing like tons of transactions, I think PayPal allows you to do a certain amount of money per year without any kind of fee. But then once you go past that, they start charging the customer, or they'll start charging you some fee. So we've had in the past people, like, they put in like a $5,000 buy list. We go to send them the $5,000 in PayPal, and they're like, "Hey, I got charged 3%. I'm not paying that." And there's like, confusion. So
got it. Okay. All right. So that's dependent on the user account. Okay. So here, order comments. So I guess you can put in anything you need to say that you want to inform the buy list team of. Grading approval. Okay. So you have your two options here, whether or not you want them, I guess you guys will hold the order and for waiting confirmation, or if you just want to automatically process it. And then you have your processing here, which is all this is pretty much what it was before, right? This is like operating procedure that you've had in place before. All right. So then I go to place. So I would have to fill out my shipping details, right? And then I go to United States.
One big distinction between the old site and the new site is that we used to, like, now we require you to have a account to sell to us, which can be annoying for some people that are just looking to sell one time. But what this allows people to do, which is a huge feature over the old site, is store their credit on their account.
Yeah, that's huge. Because I remember, maybe even you received some of my emails, but I think I would email like once or at least a couple times a month. I'd be like, "Hey guys, can you give me my new buy list total or my new credit total? Hey guys, just checking in. Can I get my new credit total?"
Yeah, you're a special case, because most people, we would just say, "No, you can't. We don't allow people to have credit on their account. You have to send in a purchase order along with the cards at the same time and use it all, because we didn't have a good way of keeping track of that stuff."
Oh, got it. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, this is amazing, because now everybody can just leave their credit on there. That's huge. Huge, huge, huge. Okay, cool. So, all right. So, I've got this already. I'm going to choose, because I always take singles credit. So let's just choose singles credit, and I go to place buy. Oops. Well,
Sorry, Gabe, I accidentally sent in the buy list. I would click a place buy list, and then that would shoot it in, and I accidentally clicked it. So you have a phantom order coming in for two Tarmogoyfs. Please tell your buy list team I apologize.
No problem. Well, the cool thing, you know, it's funny. The new site, again, it used to be, that would be a pain for me. But the new site, we can cancel buy lists so easily. Not that you couldn't cancel the old ones before, but the difference is now we can uncancel buy lists in just a click as easily.
So that's like, great.
So no work for us at all.
Amazing. Okay, cool. So that gives the flexibility some user too. If they're like, oh, hey, sorry, I need to make this change or whatever, you guys can easily make that happen.
Absolutely. And then so also because we just any buy list that orders that don't come in like, you know, a week or two, we just cancel them. That updates what we expect to be coming in. And then some people be like, hey, wait, I sent that in and it just got delayed. And you're like, oh, no problem. Uncancel. It's good to go. We're waiting on it.
Love it.
There's no issue anymore. Yeah.
All right. So buy list order number B599913, Gabe, you can go ahead and cancel that one out.
Okay. I'll do it.
So now let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to so that's pretty much the new buy list program. And then again, that's really relevant for our audience. Obviously, you know, you guys get a ton of business from our people here. So and I think, is there anything else on buy listing that we should be aware of? Any other changes or anything there?
Well, one of the things that I didn't get put into place right away that I'm kind of disappointed about, but will be coming is the ability to sell more than what's in our demand, but just at lower tiered pricing. And is coming. So like a Tarmogoyf, I'd buy 500 of them. If you had 500, I would just want to pay lower amounts at certain intervals, right? And so we want to get to a point relatively quickly where it would show you, okay, the first one we're paying that $60-something for, and the next, like, we'll buy 8 at that, and then we'll pay, you know, 60 at the next 8, and then we'll pay 50 for the next 8, and then we'll pay 45 for the next, like, 20, and then we'll pay, you know, $30 for 100 or whatever, you know, whatever, just some kind of tier so that you wouldn't be restricted, but then we're paying what we want. So you don't have to wait till we get the stuff in. And I was really hoping that would be on the go live, but it didn't, it was too complicated, but that is something we definitely want to offer.
Oh, Gabe, that is a huge innovation. And that's definitely, I don't think anybody does, well, not that I'm aware of, has that kind of system. And that's really big, you know, because we have some volume sellers at QS. And, you know, obviously out there in the community, there are some volume sellers. And them having the ability to have a place to sell volume, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody offers that kind of system.
Well, let me tell your listeners out there, if you're a large volume seller, we have a way that you can do that right now. But I don't want to, it's not on the site and it's something that we're just offering to certain people. So if someone's interested in that, we have a system that you won't have to wait necessarily for us to receive them. But it has to be, the problem is that you have to basically email us and we'll tell you what the procedure would be.
Got it. Okay. Wow. Cool.
It's a lot more automated than it was before. It's just not something that's, you have to follow the deal, basically. You have to follow. Don't you? Because if you don't, you can take advantage of us, basically. So right now, if you're not approved or whatever, no, play by the rules. You can only just send in one buy list at a time.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, let's get to the retail side here. And so I clicked back up on the window and I went up to Magic Singles, right? Which is, this is basically the homepage or the landing page.
Okay. Sure.
And here we are. Actually, it's not the landing. Sorry, this is just specifically for the Magic Singles. So I went to Magic Singles, and here we are on the Singles page. Cool. So why don't you go ahead and walk us through? Obviously, this is a massive update from before. But yeah, go ahead and wherever you want to start, Gabe, you can kind of walk us through.
Well, you know, we tried to make this thing as like kind of user friendly, intuitive as possible, but still have all the like much more power over what you're displaying than ever before. Let me start out that, are you seeing a little MTG Editions, like little flag banner thing up in the upper left-hand side of your browser?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
Should I click on that?
Yeah, just click on the MTG Editions little thing.
Wow.
You see that? Cool. So this is something that we need to do. We've had a lot of customers not seeing this, and we're going to have to figure out a way to make this a lot more known to people, basically, because this is a quick way to browse through any particular set. And so if you click on that and then say you click on 10th edition, It gives you all these options of quick links to what you might want to see.
Wow, that's cool. So you can go to the foil, you can go non-English promos. Wow.
Yeah. And that, so if you click on, say, English foil, then bam, it shows you all the English 10th edition foils. And that's kind of similar to the old. So if you use that, it's kind of similar to the old site, which would just have all the editions on the left at all times. We wanted to try to do have a both. You know, we didn't. Some people don't like that, so we didn't want it all the way there. But some people use it exclusively. And unfortunately, for the people that have complained about the site, it's those that are like, I can't figure out where the how to get to the sets easily like before. We tried to solve that through the MTG editions thing, but like you didn't even know it was there. I think a lot of people just don't even know that it does anything.
Yeah, no, I didn't even, I don't even think I noticed that ribbon before. That's cool. And then here now, so, and then there's deeper filters here, right? So, yeah.
So if you clicked on that, like once you have some kind of results, like if you clicked on the 10th edition foil, then on the left, you see there's a million different ways you can narrow down what you're seeing. You could do pretty much, we tried to put in pretty much everything we could think of, whether it's rarity or foils or not foils, language, tournament format. And, you know, of course, all the, we were trying to, our goal was to do everything that you could do on the Gatherer plus better was the plan. And I think we got 90% of the way there. We still have a little bit more to make it actually way better. We still have things we want to get in there we haven't got in there, but for the most part though, you have a lot of control over what is displayed.
This is cool. So I actually clicked on the price filter, and I mean I can literally like you can literally bring it down to like the penny.
yeah
that's cool. So yeah, so I can actually go up to, let's just say, $8.16 to $120.99. I can apply filter and boom, here we go.
What will happen though after you click that apply filter, there may not be a card that's $8.16, so it changes that number on that filter to whatever is relevant on there.
Got it.
And what also happens is all the filters are updated with only things that would possibly be relevant to what you've searched for. So if there's nothing but rares showing there, you won't have the ability to choose uncommon because there's no uncommons to display.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. And then I can go up to the filter, you know, like usual e-commerce stuff. I can search by high to low price, low to high price, or the name, which is on now, or that collector number. And then I can also draw, I can also increase the number of displays on the page up to like, looks like a max of 92. Cool. I'm just looking at these now. So there's even more filters here. There's card type, card subtype, power and toughness. Wow, I can actually look, and so I can go by a card's power and toughness.
Hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Oh, Gabe?
Oh, are you there?
You cut out there for a little bit.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what's going on.
Nope, you're good now. You're back. Yep.
Okay, so what I was saying was that you're probably looking at just a bunch of pictures of each card. Is that what you're seeing?
It pulled up the pictures, and then it's got these near mint played, and he's got these pricing underneath the images.
And then you can see at the top, that's what we call the gallery view, but you also
have. Sorry guys, we flipped out for a second, had a little issue with the recording, and we're back. Let's continue on here. We're at the checkout process, Gabe, and I had put in my information in. I went to get shipping rates. And I was curious here, are these all the same shipping rates as you had before, or has there been any changes here?
I mean, it's pretty much the same as before.
Cool. Okay. So I'm going to go with USPS first, because most people like to go with cheaper option, but there's tons of FedEx and all kind of stuff you could use before. You have rush priority processing, which is also, that was an option from before, correct?
Yeah. It is relevant because we get order. If you want your order out that day and it's like 11 a.m., most likely that's not going to happen because we have all these orders in front of you. But we do put priority onto those orders that push that priority rush processing. So it is relevant.
Yep.
I know I've used it. I use it from time to time for sure. Okay, cool. So here we go to payment. All right. Now, why don't you walk us through this? Because here it looks like you can select if you want to use your trade credit right? Or I see here you have a tab that says we'll be sending in buy list, which means that you can actually purchase a card like based on a future buy list that you're going to be sending in for a credit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't require you to have the credit on your account before you place the order, because we know that people have one particular thing that they want at a certain price, and we don't want to require them to wait for their cards to come in order to place an order for that thing, because by that time it might be gone, the price might have changed or what have you. So you can place an order, basically puts those items on hold for you, and then, you know, it can't be forever, maybe, you know, a week or two, and then you can send your cards in, get your credit, and then you can go into your account, bring up that order, and apply your credit to that pending order.
Wow, that's also, I think that's the first time I've seen that in the industry. Again, I don't know if the other sites might offer that, but that's big. I know, especially with the major vendors, that's definitely a unique offering.
I think it is, and it definitely puts us, at times it makes us put stuff on hold that, and then people don't send in the payment or what have you, and then the card has been, basically could have been sold to somebody else and never gets sold. But I think the service that we offer, we try to be customer oriented. So if I was looking to trade for something, I don't want to send in a bunch of stuff and then not get the thing I want. So it's, it works for us. And then, so yeah, we're definitely not getting rid of that.
So I would just, if I wanted to do that, if I wanted to trade, I would just click that and then I could just click complete order and it would fire through. So otherwise here, account payment options, obviously you have single straight cards. So if I had, let's say I had, $150 here, I could click singles trade credit and then enter the amount, or I see here I can click maximum, which means I can just with a one click, I want to pay the entire order with store credit, right?
Exactly. And we allow you to cover the shipping of things with your credit, whether it's singles trade credit or store-wide credit. So we want it to be able to, you don't have to use any cash in order to make a transaction.
That's great. Okay. Now, if you don't have credit, here's where it gets really interesting. You guys have a bunch of different options here. Obviously, you have credit card, you have PayPal, which were options before, as well as check or money order. But looks like you guys have gotten into the cryptocurrency scene a little bit here. You're accepting Bitcoin and Ethereum.
We'll take your money any way you want to give it to us, basically.
And that's actually quite relevant for people in the Magic community, because there's been a lot of people in the Magic community that have sort of, dabbled in the crypto world and that have, have crypto assets and whatnot. So yeah, if you want to trade some Bitcoin or some Ethereum, you can do that, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing. There's very little risk going on now, because you can cash it out. There's services out there that will just let you cash out the money right away. So when we get a payment, we don't speculate. We just immediately just transfer it to our bank account. So we're happy to take those currencies.
Yeah, that's also very unique. I do know that there's a couple of the places that offer that, but that's a very, very new kind of offering. So you're definitely on the cutting edge with that, because it's very rare to find merchants that will accept Bitcoin or Ethereum. So that's just another bonus here.
Those are just the two main ones. If someone has some funny business coin we don't know about that they want to pay us, we'll take your money.
Well, there you go. Okay, cool. So if you guys have any of the multitude of, gosh, there's hundreds of coins, just go ahead and ping Gabe and he will gladly accept it. That's cool. All right. So then, once I've got everything logged in there, if I'm going to pay with credit or online payment option, then I just click complete order and bam, good to go. Oh. Awesome. And obviously I can't complete this order.
Yeah, so the coolest part of the whole thing is that you can place these pending orders, and then if you change your mind about trading and you do want the stuff, you can go onto your account, pull up that order, and then pay for it in credit card. So you can do that whenever. And also, say you put a $100 card you want to buy, and you send in $80 in cards, you get $8 in credit. You can then split the payment so you can use all 80 of it and then put $20 on your credit card and check out that way.
Oh, huge. Okay. Cool. Well, I don't want to fire off another phantom order, but that's good to know. So basically what you're saying is I would submit this for trade, and then I click up on my account, and then yeah. I would go to where would I find that would if I want to adjust that trade?
This is under purchase history, and then you'll look at your pending orders. And then you could click on those things. If you have any there, it'll come up with them, and you just click them and complete the payment.
Cool. Pending orders. Okay. Wow. Cool. So yeah, actually, now that we're up in there, let's go into the account stuff. When I click on my account, which is up at the top right, there's a little button that says my account. You have a whole bunch of here. Anything interesting here that we should be aware of? Obviously, the pending orders that you just spoke about, which is, you know, if you guys are making a trade and you want to cancel it or trade it, you can do that or adjust it. Anything else here? Like the big one for me, like I said before, when we were chatting, is this account balances. I can actually now see how much credit I have available, which was something that we were doing manually in the past.
Yeah, and people are, that's really the big one. And that's, I mean, it's kind of industry standard, but we didn't have it. And so now it's huge. And yeah, people are loving it, using it like crazy. That's the, other than that, it's just the kind of standard stuff.
Now in my account, when I go to account info, I can adjust all this information, right? So if like my personal information, I can change all this, my addresses, I can do all that, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. This is all pretty standard. But very new for ABU.
Funny enough. Yes, it is.
Cool. Well, man, this is really epic, man. I mean, like I said, congratulations. Cause once it launched and I saw it, I was like, oh man, they did it. I mean, he really got it. I mean, this is huge.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it. It has been a lot of time coming, and it's a lot of work, and I'm just so glad that people can use it and they're liking it. The amount of stress in my life is just went. I mean, I still have a ton of stress trying to get all these bugs and everything else and making it work even better and better. And I can't stop thinking, but just the fact that it's up and running, it's been on my mind for 2.5 years, literally 2.5 years from agreeing to start the process to actually going live with it.
Well, I got to say, you clearly went from something that was getting a little dated to something that is, I mean, you literally have some innovative and cutting edge stuff here. So, I mean, I think you blew it out of the water.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to, you know, any other features that we haven't touched on or anything you want to make sure people are aware of that could, you know, offer some clarification or anything before we kind of check out?
I guess the only thing we're going to be trying to pump up pretty, but it's different from before, is all the tabletop games that we're going to offer. We've pretty much been exclusively Magic and then gaming supplies to some degree, even though it was so hard to use the old site that it didn't even feel like we're really offering them, but the tabletop games is a whole nother avenue that we're really weren't into at all. We didn't even have them for sale, so that we want to be a big online presence for those tabletop games. And of course, we're not going to stop ignoring the Magic stuff. In fact, we just added a ton of sign cards, so that's something new that we've been. I've basically been stockpiling sign cards for the last, I don't know how long, maybe 5 years, really, just because the old site has such a hard time dealing with the data. But now there's no restrictions. So you're going to see all sorts of unique items that you really, really can't find anywhere else. And a bunch of misprints. We got a bunch of off-centered and like ink blotched and just all the weird, crazy misprint stuff that I've been, I got like a 5,000 count box full of the stuff that's just been accumulating from random collections and stuff forever. And we're just going to be finally getting around to getting those up over the next couple months here.
Awesome, Gabe. Well, cool. So, all right. So now for your Magic and tabletop gaming needs and gaming supply needs and, shirts and t-shirts and that's pretty much anything you need gaming related, you can now easily get it from ABU at their new ABU.com, ABUgames.com website. So Gabe, thank you so much, man. This was awesome. And like I said, I can't congratulate you enough. You looks like you did it, man. Looks like you got there.
Thanks.
Where can people reach you if, obviously, like you said, you know, little bugs here and there, or people have questions, or there, you know, there's confusion. Where, what's the best way for people to reach out to you or your team?
If you want to, you know, if you have something for me, you can just send it to our general email, the abu@abugames.com. If you just ask a question directed at Gabriel, I monitor that email, or it'll be tagged for me, and I'll respond to you. I work a lot with private collectors, people looking for high-end vintage cards. So if you need any help finding stuff for your collection, or any questions about collecting and magic cards in general, I'd be happy to help.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I think that wraps it up, Gabe. You guys can find me at @the_Tark on Twitter. Obviously, I'm with QS. I also work with the folks at the MTG Finance Central Facebook page. This was awesome, Gabe. You know, it's been a long time coming, and thank you so much for taking the time. And I apologize, we had a little bit of a late start, but I can't thank you enough for coming on. And I'm stoked to you know, to help push the site, and I've been using it aggressively ever since it's been back up. And you know, your buy list, you guys always have an awesome buy list. So congrats, and thanks again, man.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.